high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. We come to you live from Unitego Central School today. Should be a great girls battle. We've been waiting for this one for a long time. It was supposed to be 2 weeks ago, but some of that cold weather and the snow that came in canceled a middle-of-the-week game, and we ended up with this Saturday game as a reschedule. So I know a lot of people have had it circled on the calendar, and they've just been really, really excited about this one as it pits the number one team in this week's New York State Sportswriters Poll in Class C for girls, the BG Lady Bobcats, against a very young but extremely talented Unitego Lady Spartans team. This Unitego team starts three freshmen and a sophomore, and they have taken both Deposit Hancock and Delhi all the way to the edge, including a heartbreaking loss to Delhi earlier this week on Tuesday, where they lost on a last-second bucket by Olivia Wakin. With about 2 seconds left, she tapped home a rebound. So this is a Unitego team that not only lost to Delhi by 1 point, but Deposit Hancock in overtime by 2 points within the last 2 weeks. So it's been an extremely tough run, but they are still very much in the conversation to get into the MAC Top Four, which is basically the MAC semifinals. It really comes down to BG and Delhi are in a dogfight for the 1 and 2 spot. And then after that, it really kind of boils down in my mind to Unitego, Deposit Hancock, and Green, who are all still battling for positioning. And a lot can change over the next 2 weeks before we get into the league playoffs. So it's going to be a ton of fun, and a big kind of determining factor for that will be this game here today between BG and Unitego. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. You can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. We're going to pause for 30 seconds, and when we come back, we'll break down this matchup a little bit more between Unitego and BG on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull today on WCDO. Our in-game producer back in Sydney is Jim Tomeo. Big thank you to Jim for working on a big Saturday for us here between BG and Unitego. Going to be a ton of fun today. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. One of the best things I think about today's matchup is you know both teams are going to be ready and they're going to be prepared because of the two coaches that are on the floor, Bob Conway for BG and Bob Z for Unitego. Between them, easily, I would say, 90 to 100 years of local basketball experience. It's absolutely phenomenal. The games they've seen, the players they've coached, everything that they've been involved in, from local, you know, league championships to sectional championships to state championships. And it's just something that when you have two coaches, two legends like this, on the same floor, you know that part of the ball game is not only going to be on the floor, but the chess match between the two coaches. What wrinkle can they put in that might help their team get the little edge? Because you both know they've been working hard, they've been practicing hard, they have their teams prepared. So I think sometimes in games like this, it can come down to just a little extra wrinkles, the preparation, maybe a different look that you throw in that nobody has seen yet, and that's what I'm interested to see here today between BG and Unitego. Of course, this game, as we said, was about about to be 2 weeks ago. It was going to be during the game. Everybody was really hyped up for it. We had that little stretch of time where we had snowstorms and that really bad cold snap, and a bunch of games got rescheduled. So today is this contest between BG and Unitigo, and then later on tonight, I won't be on the radio, but I will have live Twitter updates, WCDO Twitter updates. I'll be heading over Franklin Mountain to watch the Lady Purple Devils hosting Worcester, and that's a big game in the Tri-Valley League, as those are the top two teams in that league, and you have to get out and watch 8th grade phenom Kayla Campbell from Franklin. 33 points and 11 rebounds in a win over Cherry Valley Springfield last night, so she is absolutely phenomenal, and looking forward to watching her later tonight. But we have a big game to decide here first between the BG Lady Bobcats and the Unitigo Lady Spartans. Again, it's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. You can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. And Cork is here in the stands today watching this game, so I'm sure he's going to enjoy a great game as well. We're going to pause for the national anthem and starting lineups, and when we come back, Unitigo and BG here this afternoon on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabido Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabido at 1-855-Rabido.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to WasteRecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell on WCDO today. Let's get our starting lineups first for the visiting BG Bobcats. They are in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim. It says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform, and their head coach is Bob Conway. A senior, number 5, Jillian Canistra. A junior, number 11, Abigail Selfridge. A freshman, number 12, Erica Selfridge. A junior, number 23, Corey Thornton. And a senior, number 25, Megan Palmatier. The home team today, Unitigo, wearing the home whites with the green trim. It says Unitigo in green lettering across the front of the uniform with head coach Bob Z. They start freshman number 4, Dana Stepp. Senior number 15, Bailey Faulkner. Freshman number 20, Megan Perry. Her sister, also a freshman number 21, Morgan Perry. And a sophomore number 23, Haley Lucia. So we are all set to go. One of my favorite things about these games, as I look around a packed house at Unitigo Central School today, is that you see all sorts of fans from both communities, Unitigo and Bainbridge-Guilford. You see coaches that are here with their notebooks and their video cameras that are scouting both of these teams. You see people from all sorts of different communities that don't really have ties to either of these two teams. They're just here because they know that this is going to be a whale of a ball game today. So I love that everybody just comes out on this Saturday. It's almost better that it's on a Saturday so that everybody can clear their schedules and come out for this ball game. And we're underway as Unitigo wins the opening tap. They will go right to left on your radio dial. And here is Haley Lucia, the sophomore point guard, setting things up for the Lady Spartans. At the top of the key, they will have Dana Stepan now to the right side for Morgan Perry. Back for Haley Lucia. Lucia will get to the foul line and goes far side with 10 on the shot clock here for Morgan Perry. Man-to-man defense for BG. Perry spots up. The jumper is off the mark, and the freshman Erica Selfridge with the rebound for BG. Selfridge down the left side of the floor, stops, and will pass one off for Corey Thornton. And we'll see what Unitigo comes out in on defense. Here's Canestra, gets to the right low post. We'll kick it back left side into the corner on the baseline for Megan Palmateer. Palmateer will go back up to the top of the key with 10 on the shot clock. Looks like a little 2-3 zone action here for Unitigo as they settle in. Very active, though. A lot of movement. Thornton at the top of the key with 5 on the shot clock. Thornton's shot hits the rim twice. Won't go down. Abigail Selfridge a rebound. Pops it back up. It won't go. Rebound loose, and Unitigo comes away. Sprinting down the right side of the floor is Hanley Lucia. Takes it right to the pin, and a foul is going to be called here against BG. That one will be on Corey Thornton. So we're a minute into the ball game, and we are scoreless between Unitigo and Bainbridge Guilford, and Haley Lucia will step to the line. Thanks again for joining us for our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Lucia will step to the line to shoot two. First shot is up and rims out. Lucia, I thought, did a very good job handling the Delhi pressure earlier this week, as Delhi threw everything in the kitchen sink in terms of a press and defense at Unitigo, and they handled it very nicely. Second shot for Lucia is halfway down, then pops out, so she goes 0-for-2. Rebound Abigail Selfridge of BG, and she'll rip back down the floor. On the right side, a little jump stop into the corner for three. Canestra got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Joe Canestra, and BG takes an early 3-0 lead over Unitigo. What a 1-2-2 press here for the BG Bobcats. They'll back it off a little bit. Unitigo gets to midcourt. They cross the timeline. And to the right side, but a pocket is picked. Morgan Perry lost it. Jill Canestra comes away with the steal. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. Abby Selfridge is there to finish it off, though, on the rebound as she cleans it up. And it's an early 5-0 lead for Bainbridge Guilford over the Unitigo Lady Spartans with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. In front of the Unitigo student section, right wing side. Unitigo into the front court now to the left side in front of the BG bench for Dana Stepp. They'll reverse it back to the right wing side for Haley Lucia. Lucia with a bounce pass finds Dana Stepp as they continue to go through the motions on the man-to-man offense. Back left side, Haley Lucia, dribble drive, kicks one into the corner, 5 on the shot clock for Dana Stepp. Her jumper is off the mark, and a rebound for Abigail Selfridge, who has controlled the glass very nicely so far for the Lady Bobcats. Back to the high post, Selfridge still with the basketball, jump stops in the paint, left the shot short, and Morgan Perry scoops up a rebound. So it's a 5-0 lead for BG over Unitigo with 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Haley Lucia crosses half court for Unitigo as they try to settle in on offense. They got down early against Delhi as well, 7-1, and then battled back quickly. So we know that they are battle-tested. Here is Stepp to the top of the key, 10 on the shot clock. Hands one off right wing side for Haley Lucia. Now for Morgan Perry. Perry gets a pick at the high post. Tries to find her sister down low on a pick and roll, and Megan Perry couldn't hold on to the pass, and Selfridge is there to intercept. She finds Palmateer with a reverse layup, and it rolls up and in. Megan Palmateer, her first basket, and it's a 7-0 lead for Bainbridge Guilford over Unitigo on the road in girls' MAC action with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And to the right side of the floor for Morgan Perry. Perry to the top of the key finds Megan Perry. Had 22 points the other night on Tuesday against Delhi. She passes for Haley Lucia, who hits a three ball on the left side, and Lucia gets on the board here for Unitigo, and it's BG 7, Unitigo 3. Maybe that's the spark they needed with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Erica Selfridge finds Jill Canestra right side as BG goes left to right on your radio dial. They find Canestra in front of the Unitigo bench as they continue to flip it around to the left wing side. 10 on the shot clock. Selfridge has nowhere to go and has to go back to Erica. And they go to the Corey Thornton side of the floor on the left wing side. Down to 5 on the shot clock. High post turnaround shot for Abby Selfridge. Swish. And they handled that offense to perfection there, and they were able to get the wide open shot. And it's BG 9, Unitigo 3. Down low here for Bailey Faulkner. Lost control, out of bounds. And Unitigo will remain in control with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. It's 9-3, Bainbridge Guilford on top of Unitigo. Lady Spartans will look to get the basketball in. They will into the corner for Haley Lucia. Lucia gets into the paint, stops, pops, tries the little bank shot. It won't go. Rebound Erica Selfridge, and she's looking to run. Selfridge dishes one off. Megan Palmateer off the glass. It won't go. And Morgan Perry with a rebound, then she's fouled. And Abigail Selfridge would love that one back. She tried a little reach in and was able to get Perry on the wrist there instead of the basketball. Two fouls on BG so far. That's the first personal on Abigail Selfridge. None on Unitigo, but now a steal on the inbounds pass. Erica Selfridge finds Abby, who lays it off the glass and in. And Abigail Selfridge with six quick points, and it's 11-3 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Haley Lucia will get into the paint, kick one out for Morgan Perry. Perry into the corner for Bailey Faulkner. Baseline drive, takes it off the glass. It won't go. Megan Perry with the rebound. Lost control of it, but managed to just pop it out to Dana Stepp. 10 on the shot clock. They go back to Lucia again. Steps inside and gets it to go. Haley Lucia with all five of Unitigo's points, and the Spartans are trying to hang tough with 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. It's BG 11 and Unitigo 5, and the student section is on their feet and standing here at UCS. Here's Corey Thornton, left side for Jill Canestra. Canestra looking for options, 15 on the shot clock. Erica Selfridge for three, and hits off the back of the rim, and the rebound comes loose off the no-good shot for Haley Lucia. She crosses the Spartan logo at midcourt. Lucia setting up the offense here. This could be a big possession for Unitigo, as down low, Palmateer gets tied up with Megan Perry, and they will call a foul on Meg Palmateer. Palmateer is not pleased about something down low with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. It looked like they just got tangled up. Palmateer saying, I think I got pushed, and then I got called for the foul. Coach Conway consoling her as Unitigo gets the ball in. First foul on Palmateer, third on the team. Haley Lucia loses it as on the inbounds pass. She tried to go up with a shot. Canestra comes away with it, takes it the length of the floor. The shot won't go. Goes back out on the rebound to Erica Selfridge for three, and she got it. Erica Selfridge from downtown, and it's 14-5, BG on top with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Back for Dana Stepp on the left wing side. Unitigo trying to hang tough on their home floor late in the first quarter. Here is Haley Lucia directing traffic, and this man-to-man defense is stifling for BG. They go left side, Morgan Perry. Perry looking for options, gets to the high post, and now back out for Dana Stepp. They go Megan Perry left side. Perry with a little dribble drive on the baseline and gets double-teamed, lost the ball in the sandwich, and BG comes away. And Megan Perry has just had no room to operate. Selfridge across midcourt will find Corey Thornton. Thornton at the top of the key. Goes for Canestra. A pass into the high post for Megan Palmateer, and they'll say a three-second violation down low with 1:50 to go in this first quarter. Not sure if that was on Palmateer or if it was on Corey Thornton, who was also in the paint. Either way, it goes back to Unitigo with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. It is BG 14 and Unitigo 5. Haley Lucia at the top of the key. Lucia setting up offense, and Unitigo just really has not looked comfortable so far against this very in-your-face defense of Bainbridge Guilford. And here is Morgan Perry finding Dana Stepp at the foul line. Back for Perry on the outside with 10 on the shot clock. Megan Perry is trying to get the ball at the high post, but they've done a really good job of double-teaming her. Dana stepped to the outside, tries a three ball. It's no good, and Corey Thornton with a rebound. Lost it, though, and will have a jump ball. Morgan Perry quickly tried to reach in. They got tied up, and the possession arrow will keep it with the Lady Bobcats with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. It is BG 14 and Unitigo 5. Left side of the floor for Erica Selfridge, and now for Canestra with 1:10 to go in this first frame. Selfridge goes to the high post, lost control of it, and Unitigo comes away. Unitigo ahead. Now here for Haley Lucia, and the right-handed jumper is off the mark. Tried a little floating Dr. J shot, and it wouldn't go down, and BG comes away with it. With 55 seconds to go in the first quarter, left side for Corey Thornton. Back for Erica Selfridge to the high post for Abby Selfridge. The jumper, she left it short, rebound loose on the floor, and it'll go back to Unitigo. Last touch by Megan Palmateer. If you're looking for a great game on Monday, we're going to have a fantastic game right here on CDO as the BG girls host Cooperstown from Section 3, two very, very good teams that have a lot of experience in the playoffs at the state level. That will be on Monday night at 7:15, so mark the calendar for that. 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's BG 14, Unitigo 5. Spartans get the ball into the front court with Haley Lucia. Lucia at the top of the key, looking for options. And now we'll go to the high post for Bailey Faulkner. Now for Megan Perry. Finds her sister Morgan with 10 on the shot clock again. They can't get it in the inside. They're trying to post up with Megan Perry and with Bailey Faulkner. Finally, they get it to the right low block for Perry. They reverse, and Morgan Perry will step in. The jumper is too short, and Erica Selfridge with a rebound. And BG is doing a great job windexing the glass so far with 10 seconds left. Selfridge down the floor, finds Corey Thornton from NBA range, left it short, ball out of bounds. We'll go back to Unitigo with 2.9 to go in this first quarter. And let's see if Unitigo is able to maybe get off a hot half-court shot. They'll go to Haley Lucia, and she will just run out of real estate. They will get a shot off, but it'll be well short. At the end of the first quarter, it is BG 14 and Unitigo 5. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Live from Unitigo High School today, 14-5. The BG Lady Bobcats on top of the Unitigo Lady Spartans to start the second quarter. Let's see if Unitigo can find some offense here as they struggled in the first frame against the man-to-man defense of Bainbridge-Guilford. A shot from Haley Lucia, left side, is off the mark, and just no second chance opportunities either for Unitigo, as BG has just owned the glass so far. Left side of the floor, is a chance of defense come from the Unitigo student section. They are out in full force today as they go to the right side. They're all wearing black too, so it's a big blackout on that far side. Here is Megan Pommetier to the high post for Abigail Selford. She was double teamed there, and it looked like Morgan Perry had it swiped for a clean steal, but the Zebra Crew thought otherwise, and that will be a foul against Morgan Perry. And so the freshman, Erica Selfridge, will inbound the basketball for BG. They go right side. Abby Selfridge spot up, 15-footer, bang. Selfridge with 8 points, and she's looked unstoppable so far. It's 16-5. BG is on top. To midcourt and now into the front court for Megan Perry. Back off for Morgan Perry at the top of the key. 7:10 to go in the second quarter. Perry picks up her dribble in a tough spot and now finds Dana Stepp on the left side. Stepp will fire up a three ball. It's off the mark and a rebound for Bainbridge-Guilford. And here is Abby Selfridge getting across midcourt. And she'll go for Corey Thornton into the corner. A long two-pointer on the baseline for Jill Canestra is too strong. Too much spice on that one. A rebound, though, for Canestra. Gets it back for Abby Selfridge at the left low block, and she's fouled as she goes up. With 6:45 to go in the second quarter, it's BG 16 and Unitigo 5. And BG's Abby Selfridge is doing her usual song and dance of rebounds, handling the basketball, and shooting it well. And so to the line, with 8 points already, is the junior, Abigail Selfridge. First shot is off the back of the rim and no good. Selfridge was the New York State Class D volleyball MVP after this Lady Bobcats team won states for volleyball earlier in the fall. First shot is off the mark and no good, and Unitigo will take a timeout. We'll step away with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 16, Unitigo 5. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:45 to go in the second quarter. 16-5 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo. And out of the timeout, Abby Selfridge to the line to shoot her second foul shot. So Selfridge settles in, puts this one up and in. She has 9 points for Bainbridge-Guilford. And right back up the floor for Unitigo as they trail 17-5. It hasn't been the start that they were hoping for here in front of their home crowd. Haley Lucia with all 5 of those points. Lucia for the chest pass to the far side for J.C. Zavril, who's into the game. Zavril with the jumper, banks it in for J.C. Zavril, the senior. And it makes it 17-7. If they can keep it right around 10 points and start to chip away, it's very manageable with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Still a lot of game left. Corey Thornton back down the floor, left side. Shot is off the mark, out of bounds, and last touch by Megan Palmatier, they say. And so it will go back to Unitigo. Bailey Faulkner to the bench, and Morgan Newman will step in for the Lady Spartans. And to the right side, they will find Morgan Newman as they get it across half court. Now they find Megan Perry with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. And to the top of the key for Haley Lucia. Lucia will dribble drive left side. The jumper is off the back of the rim, and a rebound here for Abigail Selfridge with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. 17-7 BG on top of Unitigo. Into the right side corner, Erica Selfridge from downtown. Left it short, Palmatier a rebound off the glass, no good. Abby Selfridge is right there, left low block. This one won't go down, hit the rim 2 times and then bounce free. And Unitigo with a rebound with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. BG 17, Unitigo 7. Top of the key, Haley Lucia gets around a pick, and now we'll find Morgan Newman at the top of the key for J.C. Zavril as they run the offense. Zavril in the paint. Kick out here for Morgan Perry. Right on the three-point line. We'll go back to the top of the key. Now down low, Morgan Newman, 10 on the shot clock. Turnaround shot is good for Morgan Newman. So Morgan Newman off the bench, and the bench providing a little spark for Unitigo with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 17, Unitigo 9. Erica Selfridge to the top of the key as BG goes left to right for Thornton in the corner. Off the back of the rim, a rebound for Morgan Perry. And a little momentum here for the Lady Spartans, but a steal by Abby Selfridge, and then they'll say that she went over and back. And just a tough spot there where she stole the ball was right about midcourt. And so it turned into an over and back situation. But a good steal from behind there. And just unlucky where she was on the floor with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo trying to crawl back into this game as they trail 17-9. Right at midcourt. And into the front court is Haley Lucia. Lucia tries to take it to the rim. This one is a little too strong. Won't go down. And Erica Selfridge, another rebound for the Lady Bobcats. Selfridge, left side, will find Jill Canestra. Canestra, pass to the right side for Erica Selfridge from Macy Leiser, who's in the game. And a sophomore knocks it down. Macy Leiser with her first bucket off the bench. And it's 19-9. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Here is Haley Lucia across midcourt into the paint. A bounce pass down low for Morgan Newman. Now back into the paint for J.C. Zavril. She gets tied up in a jump ball. Will give the possession arrow back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Unitigo seems to be settling in a little bit more here on offense, but still that defense is in your face, and you have to keep running your offense. And when you get that little window of opportunity, you have to pull the trigger. So we come up on 4 minutes to go until the halftime break. BGE with a 10-point lead, 19-9. Left side of the floor for Jill Canestra. Canestra to the high post for Megan Palmatier. Great look down low for Abby Selfridge, who lays it up and in, and she's got 11 points. First player into double figures. And it's 21-9, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo. This girls' MAC matchup today, a little Saturday special on CDO with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Here is Morgan Perry. Steps in, a 20-footer is off the mark, and Megan Perry goes down hard on the rebound, and she couldn't get there in time as BG is just on the boards. Now for Jill Canestra in transition. Got it. Jill Canestra on 2 3-pointers. She's got 6 points, and Unitigo calls a timeout. 3:28 to go in the second quarter. BG 24 and Unitigo 9. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:28 to go in the first half with the score BG 24 and Unitego 9 here in girls MAC basketball action live from Unitego High School today on CDO. And just a packed house here. There are not many open seats here today at Unitego, and that's what you love to see for a great high school girls basketball game like this. Unitego was just making a little bit of a run, but BG had the answer on some quick shots from Abigail Selfridge and another three-pointer from Jill Canestra. Bailey Faulkner is back in the game as now they go to Haley Lusha on the left wing side. They'll find J.C. Zavril at the right elbow into the corner for Bailey Faulkner. Baseline drive for her. Tried to dish it off. Lost control of it out of bounds. And it'll stay with Unitego with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Again, our score BG 24 and Unitego 9 in case you just tuned in. Six on the shot clock for Unitego. They will find Morgan Newman passing down low. Haley Lusha, turnaround shot, and she's fouled. And she'll head to the line. Haley Lucia with 5 points. She's really been the lone starter here for Unitego that has really had any offensive pop. In fact, besides Lucia, no other starters have scored yet so far for Unitego. So Haley Lucia, the first shot from the line, is off the back of the rim and no good. And the Spartans just having a tough afternoon shooting the basketball so far. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our Marambato Energy Products halftime report coming up as well. Lucia steps in. Second shot is off the mark. Rebound, Bailey Faulkner. And Bailey Faulkner puts it up and in. So that's her first basket. And it's 24-11 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor for Jill Canestra. Now they go back to the top of the key for the freshman, Erica Selfridge. And they'll pass it down low for Palmateer. Off for Abby Selfridge. She puts it up off the glass and good. Abby Selfridge now with 13 points in the first half. And she has come to play today. It's BG 26 and Unitego 11. Top of the key here for Morgan Perry. We'll leave it off for Morgan Newman. As Unitego runs through the progressions on the offense, they go Bailey Faulkner from the foul line. It's off the mark. A rebound, Morgan Newman. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. And a rebound for Bainbridge Guilford. And up the floor they come. And here is Erica Selfridge going left to right to the top of the key. Sets up the offense for BG. They're in the navy blue with the white trim. Selfridge will go to the high post to find Selfridge. Erica to Abby there. And now they go Palmateer down low. Abby Selfridge again. Little spot up jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound right into her own hands as she follows her shot. And she'll dribble it out as they'll get a fresh shot clock right back into the paint. That one rattles out. Rebound is loose. And coming out of there will be Morgan Perry. Perry down the floor. Tries to take it all the way to the rim. And she's fouled by Abigail Selfridge with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. And that'll be the second foul on Abby Selfridge. Team foul situation, two apiece for Unitego and BG. Stepping to the line here is Morgan Perry. First shot for Perry is up and good. So that's her first bucket of the afternoon. It makes it BG 26, Unitego 12. Selfridge is going to come to the bench, Abigail that is, with two fouls. Want to protect her for the rest of the first half. Second shot coming for Morgan Perry, and she goes 2 for 2 at the line. So a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 26 and Unitego 13. This is still a manageable deficit if they can get a couple of stops. Palmateer into the left corner. Tries a little move into the paint here. Lost control of the basketball, and it's scooped up by Unitego, and they'll walk it back up the floor going right to left. Crossing midcourt, here is Morgan Perry finding Morgan Newman at the top of the key. And now to the right side for Bailey Faulkner. To the left elbow for Morgan Perry again for Dana Stepp on the left side. 10 on the shot clock. BG really making them work for it. Down low for Morgan Newman. The shot acrobatic in the paint is off the mark, and then Morgan Newman is whistled for the foul on the rebound. with a minute to go in the second quarter. That'll be the first foul on Morgan Newman for Unitigo. And so BG will walk it up the floor going left to right with under a minute to go in the second quarter. Here is Jill Canestra. Canestra goes for Lizer on the left side. Canestra now a little give and go with Erica Selfridge. Back for Selfridge. As they continue to just work it into the corner now for Macy Lizer with 45 seconds to go. Second quarter ball is stolen and ahead now for Dana Stepp, but Jill Canestra hustled back and took it back away. Passes all the way down the floor for Palmateer and now back out for Corey Thornton. And now they'll put on the brakes and set up the offense. No, they won't. Into the corner. Palmateer fires up a jumper. Can't get it to go. Palmateer fighting for the rebound. Will have a jump ball. And the possession area will give it back to Unitigo with 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. Boy, and BG is just full on, you know, gas pedal to the floor when it comes to rebounding the basketball and getting on the floor here this afternoon. 23 seconds left before the halftime break, and Morgan Perry will dribble it across midcourt. Perry trying to set up the offense for Unitigo. Steps in for a long 20-footer. It's off the back of the rim, and Erica Selfridge, the freshman, one of the guards on this team, with another rebound. 10 seconds to go before the half. Canestra back to Erica Selfridge. Far side, Megan Palmateer for a long two. That won't go down, and the clock is going to expire as Unitigo picks up the rebound. Our halftime score, BG 26 and Unitigo 13, and it was a hard-earned 13 points for Unitigo. Outstanding defense and rebounding in the first half for Bainbridge Guilford. Two very good teams in the MAC battling here today. We'll talk about it more during our Morabito Energy Products halftime report when we come back. Again, our halftime score, 26-13, the BG girls on top of Unitigo at the break. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live girls high school basketball this afternoon on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Morabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Morabito at 1-855-MORABITO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. At halftime, it is the BG girls leading Unitigo on the road, 26-13. as we wave hi to Mr. Cork O'Hara, our pregame show sponsor, who has been part of the packed crowd here today at Utatigo, taking in a great basketball game. It's time now for our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Mirabito. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Here's our first half scoring summary. Abigail Selfridge with 13 points. Jill Canestro with 6. Erica Selfridge with 3. Macy Lizer and Megan Palmatier with 2 points apiece for the BG Bobcats. On the other side for Unitigo, a team-high 5 points for Haley Lucia, and then 2 apiece for J.C. Zavril, Bailey Faulkner, Morgan Perry, and Morgan Newman. So Lucia is the high scorer, and only two of their three of the starters, Faulkner, as well as Perry and Lucia, get on the board in the first half. So they had some good looks, but Unitigo really made them work for it. I mean, the shot clock was getting down to 12, 10, 8 seconds before Unitigo could really get an open look, and then they're just getting that one look. They're not really able to battle on the inside, as we've seen them do the last couple of times we've seen them here on CDO, as I think BG has just done a really good job of finding a body and boxing out and keeping the Perry sisters off the boards. And usually they get a lot of second-chance opportunities, and, you know, especially Megan picks up a lot of points in that department, and she's very tall, very lanky for just a freshman, and is able to put it in off a lot of those second-chance opportunities. Boy, you think of this Unitigo team, and so many young players here, three freshmen and a sophomore in the starting lineup, and you watched the JV game earlier today, which Unitigo won 32-28. The future is so bright for both of these schools in terms of basketball. You have a lot of young players on the varsity right now. When you look at Dana Stepp, Morgan Perry, Megan Perry, Haley Lucia, I mean, all freshmen and sophomores. Paige McCoy as well is a sophomore on the varsity. And when you look at BG, Erica Selfridge, just a ninth grader, Macy Lizer, a 10th grader, and then the JV coming up is loaded as well. So I think it's going to be a very strong battle over the next few years between Unitigo and BG in terms of girls' MAC basketball. So make sure anytime that this game is on the schedule that you find a way to either listen to it or to come and check it out, whether it's at BG or Unitigo, because it's going to be a great game. Later on tonight, I'll be over in Franklin. I won't be on the radio, but if you follow me on Twitter, we should have updates from a very good Tri-Valley girls game tonight as Franklin hosts Worcester. And right now, those are the top two teams in the standings in the Tri-Valley League. And that's another game that was rescheduled. It's supposed to be about 2 weeks ago, and they are having it tonight at 7 o'clock. So I'll be there with Twitter updates. If you're not a Twitter person, you can always just go to our sports website, wcdosports.com. Everything I post on Twitter, which is mostly stats, scores, pictures, updates from games, is all right there on the right side of the page, so you can scroll through it. And if you're looking for a certain score, hopefully I'll have it there for you. So that's right at wcdosports.com, as well as our game audio archive. Any game that we've done really over the last 7 or 8 years from before my time here at CDO, there is a wealth of information there and a lot of ball games that you can download for free. It's just a free download, or you can click and listen right on the website, and that's all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It is all about you. So again, our halftime score, the BG girls leading 26-13 on the road here at Unitigo. It's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, when you use that Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. For more details, call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And again, mark the calendar for Monday night, 7:15. These same BG Lady Bobcats will be hosting Cooperstown at 7:15. Cooperstown, of course, won a state title back in 2015. Some of those players are still on the roster. And just two schools that have a ton of great female athletes who are going to go head-to-head. When you look at Julie Ford from Cooperstown, about 6'2", 6'3", has signed a Division I letter of intent to go to the University of Albany. It's going to be great to see her battling inside. When you talk about having to keep somebody off the glass, BG is going to have their hands full with her. Cooperstown is also loaded with guards, and they just beat the number 3 team in the state in Class C just last week. So they're a team that has come to play, and they're always a very strong team in Section 3, which is really just over the line. I mean, Milford and Cooperstown are separated by about 8 miles. I pretty much consider Cooperstown to be in our quote-unquote neck of the woods, as it's in Otsego County. And so we'd like to cover them, but they're technically in Section 3, so that will be a Section 3 versus Section 4 ball game. All right, we're going to take a break on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. When we come back, it'll be the start of the third quarter. Again, the score, BG Girls leading Unitico 26-13. BG, the number one team in the state right now in New York State Girls Class C basketball. Unitico, young and powerful, and trying to come back here in the second half. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we get set for the start of the third quarter at Unitico High School. Our halftime score, or I should say the score as we start the second half, BG 26 and Unitico 13. BG will have the ball at midcourt. They will go right to left to start the second half. They're in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim. Unitico in the home whites with the green trim. And they will come out in a little 2-3 zone on defense. So we're underway in the second half. Again, our score, BG 26, Unitico 13. Erica Selfridge into the corner, finding Megan Palmatier. Back across to the top of the key for Jill Canestra. They pass down low for Megan Palmatier. The ball sails out of bounds. Pass was a little too far in front of her, and it goes back to Unitico. With 7:40 to go in the third quarter, Unitico will bring it back up the floor. They beat the press and get the midcourt for Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner will go Haley Lucia on the right side. Lucia looking for options. Still the man-to-man here on defense for BG. Left side for Bailey Faulkner, and out of the top of the key, they go back left side for Dana Stepp. Dribble drives, and will hand one off for Morgan Perry. Steps up at the foul line and hits it. Morgan Perry gets her shot to go, and she has got 4 points. Believe it or not, Megan Perry is still scoreless, and she's had some big-time ball games recently, some big double-double nights for Unitico. They'll have to find a way to get her going. BG 26, Unitico 15. Can the Spartans come back in the second half? Erica Selfridge on the right side. Bounce pass inside for Megan Palmatier on the baseline, and she's pushed out of bounds and a foul on Morgan Perry. Actually, they'll say it was on Megan Perry underneath the bucket with 6:57 to go in the third quarter. That's her second. Faulkner is going to come to the bench, and Morgan Newman will come back in off the bench for the Lady Spartans with 6:55 to go in the third quarter. Here is Abigail Selfridge, a long 20-footer from the right side. Hits the rim twice, won't go down. Rebound for Megan Palmatier. Palmatier finds her way inside, but they're going to call her for a push-off with 6:45 to go in this third quarter. And so the second foul on Megan Palmatier with 6:45 to go in this third quarter. And she just lowered her shoulder a little bit too much on that one for BG. So to start the second half, Unitico trying to catch fire. Dana Stepp on the right side. Goes back to Haley Lucia, who is closely guarded by Jill Canestra. Bounce pass to the left side, finding Megan Perry. Perry for options, and now for Morgan Newman. Newman at the foul line will go back left side for Dana Stepp. With 6:20 to go in the third quarter, back off for Morgan Perry. Takes it down low, and she's fouled at the right low baseline block. And with 4 seconds on the shot clock. She had to take it to the rim there, and now she'll shoot two with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Fiji 26 and Unitico 15. So Perry to the line, first shot coming. This one off the front of the rim and bounces up, over, and in. So Morgan Perry now with 5 points, looking to chip away at this BG lead early in the third quarter. Perry's second shot is in. So Morgan Perry now with 6 points. That's a team high. And it's BG 26, Unitico 17, with 6:15 to go in this third quarter. A defensive battle today from Unitico. Right side of the floor for Megan Palmateer. Now for Jill Canestra. Back to the top of the key for Selfridge. Got it. The freshman, Erica Selfridge, again from downtown. She's got 2 3-pointers. That's 6 points. And BG pops ahead 29-17. Here's Haley Lucia into the paint, off the glass. Won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. And Palmateer will scoop it up for Bainbridge Guilford. Seems like every time Unitico gets a little bit of energy, BG is able to make a shot with Selfridge or Canestra from the outside and get it going again. 5:40 to go in this third quarter. Corey Thornton to the top of the key, and now for Jill Canestra. Back across. It was almost stolen, but it just got into the hands of Abigail Selfridge. With 5 on the shot clock, they'll reverse it far side for Canestra. Now for Palmateer with 2 on the shot clock. Her shot is off the mark, and Haley Lucia is there to clean up the glass. Back up the floor for the sophomore point guard. With 5:15 to go in the third quarter, it's BG 29 and Unitico 17. Unitico will back it out with 15 on the shot clock, reset the offense, and they'll go for Megan Perry on the left side of the floor. Now they try an entry pass down low from Newman to Step, and it was taken away by Erica Selfridge. She's trying to go coast to coast. The Selfridge connection here, Erica to Abby, and the layup is off the mark. And a rebound for Dana Step of Unitico, so no harm done. Back to midcourt for Morgan Newman, right side of the floor for Haley Lucia with 4:45 to go in this third quarter. 29-17 is the score. BG on top of Unitico here on a Super Saturday basketball afternoon. Morgan Perry with the straightaway jumper, no good. Haley Lucia in the land of the trees comes down with the basketball. It's knocked out of bounds. Or will this be a foul? Let's see. Yes, it will be a foul on Corey Thornton on the floor. So that's her second with 4.5 to go in this third quarter. And the third team foul of the quarter on Bainbridge Guilford. Unitico will get it in underneath the basket. Here's Haley Lucia left side for Dana Stepp at the top of the key. Now for Morgan Perry. Perry getting worked on by Megan Palmateer. They go for Haley Lucia. Nice killer crossover into the paint. Can't finish the shot, though. Ball is loose, and Palmateer comes away with it again with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. 29-17, the score. BG still on top. Trying to earn a big Road MAC victory here this afternoon. Erica Selfridge for Jill Canestra steps in for a three. Got it. Jill Canestra, 9 points on 3 from downtown, and Bainbridge Guilford leads 32-17 with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Macy Elijah is going to come back into the game at the next whistle for the Bobcats. Megan Perry on the left side of the floor as Unitico goes left to right. They try an entry pass to the high post for Dana Stepp. Stepp lost control of it. Ball out of bounds. It goes back to BG. Faulkner is going to come back in for Morgan Newman with 3:40 to go in this third frame. And Abigail Selfridge will go to the bench for a little bit of a rest here as Macy Leiser comes in with, again, 3:35 to go in this third quarter. Canestra to the right side. BG into the front court once again on offense, working it around. They find Erica Selfridge to the top of the key. Now left side for Macy Leiser. 10 on the shot clock. Back for Erica Selfridge from downtown. Got it. They just can't miss from outside. Canestra with 3 threes and Erica Selfridge with 3 3-pointers. And it's 35-17 with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Here's Bailey Faulkner. Takes it right to the rim. It rolled all the way around the cylinder and then popped out. And now Corey Thornton back down the left side of the floor for Bainbridge Guilford. Thornton steps in. 20-footer. Got it. Corey Thornton with a long two. Actually her first basket of the afternoon. And BG with their biggest lead of the game, 37-17, with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. And here is Haley Lucia trying to get across the half-court timeline and does to Dana Stepp. Now for Haley Lucia at the top of the key. Lucia at the right elbow finds Megan Perry, who is still scoreless. They go left side here for Dana Stepp. And the jumper is off the back of the rim. Megan Perry with a rebound, puts this one up, can't get it to go. Rebound is still right to Bailey Faulkner and in. Bailey Faulkner with 4 points, and a timeout is taken by Unitigo. With 2:20 to go in the third quarter, it is BG 37 and Unitigo 19. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:20 to go in the third quarter as Bainbridge Guilford is on top of Unitigo on the road in girls MAC action this afternoon, 37 to 19. Left side of the floor for Jill Canestra as Bainbridge Guilford has the ball in the front court as they go right to left. They pass down low for Macy Lizer, who snuck in the back door, but she couldn't finish the layup. And now a reach-in foul on Jill Canestra as Megan Perry came down with the rebound. 2:05 to go in the third quarter. It was a great play there by Macy Lizer. She couldn't just finish it off, though. Here's the team foul situation. BG with 4, Unitigo with 1. Here is Dana Stepp, left side of the floor. Backdoor pass here for Bailey Faulkner, who goes up and is able to finish. Bailey Faulkner now with 6 points. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. It is BG 37 and Unitigo 21. Left side of the floor for Corey Thornton. Thornton finds Erica Selfridge for 3. This one is too strong. Canestra with a rebound. Didn't hit the rim. Canestra puts it back up. Won't go. Rebound this time to Faulkner of Unitigo. Threw her hands out of bounds, and it stays with Bainbridge Guilford. Faulkner not a fan of the call. So Faulkner is going to come to the bench to get a quick breather, and Morgan Newman will step back in. With 1:35 to go in this third quarter, BG will get the basketball in. They'll find Megan Palmateer out for Corey Thornton, and now for Canestra left side. Macy Lizer for Erica Selfridge. Intercepted, though, by Dana Stepp. Stepp read that one beautifully. Tries to take it coast to coast, and is fouled with 1:19 to go in the third quarter. And Dana Stepp will step to the charity stripe. So Dana Stepp, the freshman, looking for her first points of the afternoon. With 1:19 to go in the third quarter, it's BG 37, Unitigo 21. First shot for Stepp is too hard and off the back of the rim. Second shot coming here for Dana Stepp. 0-1 so far, and looking to get on the board for the first time tonight. Second shot for Stepp is up and good. And so that cuts it to a 37-22 ball game late in the third quarter. Bainbridge Guilford on top on the road at Unitigo this afternoon. Left side of the floor for Palmateer, who only has 2 points but has just owned the glass on the inside, it seems. Thornton to the left side will go back for Canestra. Now they go to the right low block for Palmateer. Got sucked in down low, had nowhere to go, and had to kick it back out. 10 on the shot clock. Corey Thornton goes right side for Canestra. Canestra reverses it right back across for Thornton, fires up a 3. It's an air ball that will go out of bounds. Palmateer saved it somehow, and that's unfortunate because the shot clock ran out. And Palmateer just went diving out of bounds. A little slow to get up, but appears to be okay. And they just ran out of time on the shot clock. Otherwise, that was an amazing save to keep it in bounds. 50 seconds to go in this third quarter, and Unitigo gets the basketball back, trailing 37-22. They go left side for Stepp. Stepp, little triple threat position here, picks up her dribble, goes to the high post for Morgan Newman. Down low for a streaking Megan Perry on a cut through her hands and out of bounds. And just Unitigo, it hasn't been their afternoon when you talk about things like that. They'll run through the offense, it looks like it's good, and then it just slips through a hand or the shot just isn't there. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Erica Selfridge now finding Corey Thornton. Back across for Jill Canestra. Canestra back door for a cutting Corey Thornton. A bounce pass dish to Palmateer, who will work it back out with 10 on the shot clock. Again, they'll go inside for Palmateer. Little ball fake, turnaround shot is off the mark. Rebound for Unitigo. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Back up the floor. Here is Morgan Perry in the paint. Dr. Jane finger roll won't go, but she's fouled with 3.4 seconds to go in the third quarter. And still stepping to the line will be Morgan Perry, who's tied for a team high with 6 points with Bailey Faulkner. First shot coming for Perry is up and in. So Morgan Perry with 7 points. Second shot coming here for the freshman, with again 3.4 seconds late in this third quarter. Second shot is good. So Morgan Perry with 8 points. And Unitigo will be on defense. They get it to half court on defense, but Canestra tosses one up, hits the back of the rim from half court, and it's no good. End of the third, it's BG 37, Unitigo 24. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's BG leading Unitigo 37-24 as we hit the fourth quarter, and for BG, it's been Jill Canestra and Erica Selfridge. They've been on fire from downtown. They each have 3 three-pointers so far today for 9 points. So 9 points apiece for Canestra and for Erica Selfridge. And BG is 8 minutes away from getting a big-time road win in league play this afternoon at Unitigo. Can the Spartans make another little push to try to get back within striking distance in this ballgame? Left side of the floor for J.C. Zavril, who's off the bench now for head coach Bob Z. They work it down low for Megan Perry, and they'll say she traveled. And so the basketball will go back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Don't forget to stay tuned for our post-game show. After the conclusion of today's game, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose coming up, as well as some other special awards today as Bainbridge-Guilford throws the ball out of bounds at midcourt. And it'll go back to Unitigo with 7:35 to go in this fourth quarter. BG's going to take a timeout again. BG 37, Unitigo 24. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Early fourth quarter today from Unitigo as the Lady Spartans are trailing Bainbridge-Guilford 37-24. And right from the opening tip, BG has just been a little bit more sharp today than Unitigo. Left side of the floor for Megan Perry as they go left to right. Unitigo with the basketball, 20 on the shot clock. Left side, J.C. Zavril in the paint. The floater won't go down, and a rebound ripped out of the sky by Abigail Selfridge, and then a foul on Megan Perry on the rebound. Boy, Selfridge and Palmateer have just been relentless on the glass for BG. And I think, really, that has been a big-time difference. Unitigo has just had very few second-chance opportunities. Erica Selfridge will bring it back up the floor for Bainbridge-Guilford. They go into the corner for Macy Leisure. She'll pass to the high post for Selfridge. Reverses for Canestra from downtown. This one hit the side of the rim, no good. It's one of the first ones I can remember her missing today. She has 9 points, all from three-point land. Unitico back up the floor, top of the key for Morgan Perry. Finds Megan on the left side. Perry finds Dana Stepp with 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Stepp working it around, 10 on the shot clock for J.C. Zavril. Hard to get the ball to the interior today here for Unitico. Morgan Perry steps back for a three, and it's off the mark, and Megan Perry hits the ground again. It's been a lot of that this afternoon. Selfridge muscles it up and in on the other end of the floor, and she's got 15. And I think Megan Perry is just frustrated down there. I don't blame her. She's hit the ground many times today. It's been a physical battle on the inside. It's BG 39, Unitego 24, with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Megan Perry, picks up the dribble and goes to Dana Stepp in the corner. Outside the three-point line, Stepp on a baseline drive is pushed by Erica Selfridge and a foul with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Haley Lucia will step back in the ballgame. Dana Stepp will head to the bench. And Unitego will inbound the basketball underneath their own bucket. They will find Megan Perry, steps up, long 20-footer, won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here, and Canestra just got there first and was able to tap it back to Erica Selfridge. Selfridge ahead now for Canestra, back to Selfridge, and to the left side of the floor, knocked into the backcourt. It was tipped, and so Selfridge is able to go back and scoop it up here. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Left side for Canestra. Passes over her head for Macy Leiser and out of bounds with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. It is BG 39, Unitego 24. Haley Lucia will get it into the backcourt and find Morgan Perry, who will get across midcourt. Unitego looking for one final push to try to get back in this game. They are still working very hard, but it's just been a day like this as the ball rolls out of bounds. A little miscommunication there between Perry and Morgan Newman. They weren't on the same page, and the pass goes sailing out of bounds with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Newman will come to the bench, and checking in will be Megan Fortin. BG 39 and Unitego 24. Zamira Caldwell is also into the game for Bainbridge-Guilford at this point. Left side for Erica Selfridge, reversing for Canister, right side, and they'll pass down low, intercepted here by Unitego. It was tipped by Fortin, and then between Abigail Selfridge of BG and Morgan Perry of Unitego. Here is Selfridge underneath the basket, looking for a open player, finds Jill Canister, a little give and go to the left side here for Selfridge. Erica finds Abby, little sister-to-sister connection, far side for Megan Palmateer now. Palmateer on a baseline drive to the right low block, back for Selfridge in the paint, tosses it up, and she's fouled with 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Abby Selfridge with 15 points so far today, and she'll go to the line to add some more. So Selfridge will step in for Bainbridge-Guilford, and they have just slowed this game down and played it the way they wanted to play here today. Selfridge, first shot is up and good. She has 16. Very good foul shooter from the line. Second shot coming here for the junior guard, and this one is up and good. So Abby Selfridge with 17 points now, and they lead 41-24. BG on top of Unitego with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Haley Lucia in the backcourt will get it across the half-court timeline and set up the offense for Unitego. Bounce pass to the high post for Megan Perry. Down low for Morgan Perry. Through her hands, intercepted by Selfridge. She tiptoes on the baseline and manages to stay in. Clock continues to run here for BG, and that's what they want. Ahead for Erica Selfridge. Tries a three, no good. Zamira Caldwell with a rebound. Her and Megan Fortin get tied up, ball out of bounds. And it was last touched, they say, by Unitego. So it stays with Bainbridge-Guilford. Both players helping each other up. Love to see that sportsmanship as BG gets the basketball in. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. And into the corner now for Erica Selfridge. Tries another three, and this one's off the mark. And a rebound for Morgan Perry. Perry is back across midcourt with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. They'll pass to the inside here. Megan Perry, a strong move down low, and she's fouled. And this will be the second team foul on Bainbridge-Guilford, and this will be the fourth individual foul on Abigail Selfridge. So Corey Thornton's going to check back in at the next whistle. Unitigo gets it in. Megan Perry with a turnaround shot, and she can't buy that bucket. It's off the mark. And that's one that she has just made time after time recently. And today it just hasn't gone down. 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Jill Canestra. Thought about a three, but then thought better of it. Back to Canestra. Fires one up, and this one rolls in. Jill Canestra gets the shooter's roll there as it went all the way around the cylinder and then got flushed down. And it's BG 44, Unitigo 24, with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Perry at the top of the key. Gets into the paint, and now we'll kick one out for J.C. Zavril. Zavril to the left elbow, passing down low for Megan Perry, off her fingertips and out of bounds with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Abigail Selfridge will come to the bench for a little bit of protection here with four fouls. She gets a nice ovation from the BG crowd with 17 points here this afternoon. She might be done for the day. We'll see. 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And they'll stop the game here to reset the shot clock. Unitigo is going to start to go to the bench. Mallory Frazier will come in, as well as Paige McCoy. Megan Perry and Morgan Perry will come to the bench for Unitigo. Macy Leiser will come in. And Jill Canestra will head off to a nice ovation from the BG crowd here. With 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-24. Bainbridge-Guilford is on top of Unitigo. Here's Corey Thornton in the corner. Passing down low for Megan Palmateer. Puts it up and in. Palmateer with 4 points. With 3:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Matresa Harmon will come in just a second as well for the Lady Bobcats as time continues to wind down. And Unitigo will work it down low, and Mallory Frazier is blocked. And BG will come back up the floor. Top of the key now for Palmateer. Back off. Erica Selfridge tries a three. It won't go down. Rebound is picked up. Paige McCoy off to the races. McCoy trying to go coast to coast. Lost control of it. And they will call a push-off on Paige McCoy with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And the ball will go back to Unitigo. 46-24 the score. Erica Selfridge will come out. Harmon will come in. And so the only starters left on the floor for Bainbridge-Guilford include Corey Thornton and Megan Palmateer at this moment. 3 minutes to go in the fourth. BG to the far side for Corey Thornton, and this one is picked off here by Unitigo. And this is Megan Thornton trying to go coast to coast, up off the glass, blocked by Corey Thornton. She thought she had a clean one, but she's whistled for the foul, and heading to the line will be Megan Thornton. Don't forget the post-game show after the conclusion of today's game. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, NBT Bank, and Barabbado Gresham Insurance. First shot is off the mark for Megan Thornton. Second shot coming for the senior for Unitigo. This shot is in and out. Rebound is scooped up by Mallory Frazier, and she will go to the line, and she is fouled as she went up for the left-handed layup. 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And again, our score, 46-24, BG is on top of Unitigo. BG is going to take a timeout, so we'll step away as well on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And out of the timeout, Unitigo back to the line. And the shot is off the mark for Mallory Frazier. And Zamira Caldwell with a rebound. With 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter, it is BG 46, Unitigo 24. As Bainbridge-Guilford trying to put the icing on the cake here for a big-time win on the road in the MAC. Corey Thornton, a straightaway three, rattles out. Ball loose on the floor, picked up here by Matresa Harmon. She comes out of the dogfight there with the basketball and then lost control of the dribble, and out of bounds it goes.
Great effort there, and a big smile on Harmon's face, and she just couldn't hold on to it. Unitigo with the basketball, top of the key for Zavril. So we come up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Lady Bobcats with a lead on the road here, 46-24. Here's Haley Lucia in the paint. Her shot is no good. Harmon with a rebound. Probably the shortest player on the court goes in and picks up a rebound there for BG. Left side of the floor for Corey Thornton as the clock hits 2 minutes to go. Back across for Macy Leisure. And now for Matresa Harmon once again. BG will continue to work the basketball around here late in the fourth quarter, and now a double dribble called on Corey Thornton, and it goes back to Unitigo late in this game. Again, mark your calendar for Monday, as it is BG, the girls, hosting Cooperstown at 7:15. We'll have that game right here on CDO. That should be a fantastic ball game between two very good Class C schools. Good non-league game to test each other late in the season. Here's J.C. Zavril in the paint for Unitigo. The shot was blocked. And now Unitigo will go back on defense as BG crosses the half-court timeline with Macy Leisure with a minute 25 to go in the fourth quarter. Leisure with a straightaway three. Got it. Macy Leisure with 5 points for Bainbridge Guilford. And it's 49-24 as we come up on a minute to go in the final frame. Lucia with a bounce pass left side. We'll find Mallory Frazier. And back to Megan Fortin, pass down low, looking for Paige McCoy, was tipped by BG and out of bounds. Jill Canister will come back in, and Megan Palmateer will come to the bench. Hard, as Coach Conway only has eight players on his bench, so at some point he's going to have to keep some starters in. So Canister will come back in for Palmateer. Turnaround shot here for Paige McCoy as she gets it down low. The left low block for Unitigo, and she's fouled. With a minute to go here in the fourth quarter, it's BG 49, Unitigo 24. And Paige McCoy, one of the soccer stars for Unitigo, will step to the line. Corey Thornton will come out. Erica Selfridge back into the game. So BG on the floor with Leisure, Caldwell, Harmon, Erica Selfridge, and Canistra at the moment. Paige McCoy can't get the first shot to go here for the Lady Spartans. Second one coming with a minute to go. Second shot is up here for McCoy and in. So Paige McCoy with her first basket today, making it 49-25 with just under a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Canistra finding Erica Selfridge, and this will be a tough loss for Unitigo in the MAC as they are still fighting to be in the top four. Big time win for BG as they go for Harmon in the corner, and Matresa Harmon with a long two-pointer as BG still fighting to be in one of the top two spots for the league tournament along with Delhi. 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter as Unitigo, perhaps their last gasp here on offense, to the left side. Now for McCoy, lost it on the floor, picks it back up, takes it to the rim, can't get the shot to go, ball is loose. Jill Canistra will scoop it up, throws it off the leg of Paige McCoy, and out of bounds, and it will go back to Bainbridge Guilford with 21 seconds to go. So BG on top, 51-25, and just a great performance on defense, great job rebounding the basketball. They did a little bit of everything here today. Leisure in the corner as they get down to 10 seconds left. They go down low for Harmon. Her layup is off the mark. Rebound for Unitigo. 5 seconds to go. Here's Haley Lucia at the final buzzer. We'll lay it up. It won't go, and that'll do it. Our final score, 51-25. Unitigo falls at home to Bainbridge Guilford, and the postgame show is coming up here on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Unitigo High School. Our final score here today, the BG Lady Bobcats earn a 51-25 victory over the Unitigo Spartans. Just a tough loss today for Unitigo, falling again 51-25. BG still with one loss in the league. Del High is still undefeated in the league. BG's one loss is to Del High, 59-45 earlier in the year. And that was just a great showing by Del High, probably the best basketball I've seen them play. And it did just seem like an off night for BG that night. So they are looking at the 1-2 seeds as it stands right now in the MAC. If you're looking at spots 3, 4, 5, I think it could come down to Green, Deposit Hancock, and Unitigo. And Green and DH, I think, probably have the inside track to be somewhere in the top four right now. I think Del High, as of today, has the one seed. And from there, it's really kind of a crapshoot. I think just based on the way they're playing, it looks like BG could lock into a two. Green has been playing very, very well, though. DH has had some great wins here and there. And they had a big one against Unitigo here the other night, so that was certainly great in overtime. And, you know, Unitigo, they've had three tough losses in a row in overtime to Deposit Hancock, and then losing by one at the end of regulation to Del High, and then this one here today, losing to Bainbridge Guilford. But they're still in the hunt. They're a team that cannot be counted out when you look at the top four standings. Look at our final stats here today. First for Unitigo, a team-high 8 points for Morgan Perry, 6 for Bailey Faulkner, 5 for Haley Lucia, 2 apiece for Morgan Newman and J.C. Zavril, and 1 apiece for Dana Stepp and Paige McCoy. On the other side, a game-high 17 points from Abigail Selfridge, 12 for Jill Canistra, 9 for Erica Selfridge, 4 for Megan Palmatier, 5 for Macy Leisure, 2 apiece for Matresa Harmon, and 4 Corey Thornton. Let's get through our awards now. We have 5 awards to give out this afternoon. Let's start with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Would like to give that today to Abigail Selfridge from BG, a game-high 17 points, and just got it done from the opening tap to the final whistle. So she gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here today. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on CDO. We'd like to give that today to Morgan Perry. She comes up with 8 points, but I thought did a nice job on the inside defensively. Anytime you can hold Megan Palmatier on the inside to 4 points, you're doing a good job. It was the guards that really got it done today for Bainbridge Guilford. But we will give our Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, to Morgan Perry from Unitigo today. Next up is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We will give this award today to Jill Canestra, 12 points on 4 3-pointers for Bainbridge-Guilford. I thought Jill was just dynamic, did a great job with handling the basketball, getting it inside to Abby Selfridge, and also hitting some big-time shots, because it seems like every time Unitigo was making a little bit of a push, it was Canestra or Selfridge, somebody making a shot to really counteract that and give BG the lead once again. Next up, we have our Lance Thomas, licensed real estate salesperson from the Benson Agency, Player of the Game Award. What we do is we have all these awards from every game we go to during the week, and then we have a Player of the Game for each of those games, and then at the end of each week, we pick a Player of the Week. So we'll give that to Abigail Selfridge here today. She is our Lance Thomas, a licensed real estate salesperson from the Benson Agency, Player of the Game. Lastly, our last award is the Jake's Deli Extra Effort Award, brought to you by Jake's Deli of Otigo. This award will be presented during all of our Unitigo games on CDO this season. Jake's Deli is on Main Street in downtown Otigo. You can stop in for one of their famous subs. They offer all the chips, drinks, cold cuts, and groceries you need. The winner of this award gets one free sub from Jake's Deli in Otigo. And we will give that today to Morgan Perry from Unitigo with her 8 points. I thought she did a good job and deserves the free sub from Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo. Again, our final score here today, 51-25. BG defeats Unitigo. A big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll see you on Monday as BG hosts Cooperstown at 7:15. That's going to be a great non-league game. So have a good rest of your weekend, and be safe out there, folks. We'll see you on Monday on CDO Sports.